truth will set you free. First it'll freak you out. Lately I've been finding it in words long written down. What we need now is all those who will come alive, who know the whole world will change in the blink of an eye. I think it's time we open up our eyes.
Everybody, this is Sally L. Cordy, and welcome to Vaccine Free America on RepublicBroadcasting.org or RBN. My guest this evening is Jamie Cosenza, and Jamie is somebody that I run everything by when I need expertise in a legal way. And I have an immense amount of information to run by her for the next time she'll be on. I believe that'll be on June 13th. I'll be hosting Angry's show, and we'll have some time to speak with her about a myriad of issues all pertaining to vaccination and legalities. However, she's going to talk to you tonight about a very important issue, an issue that I believe we are being punished for. There's a CARES Act, H.R. 748, which was born on January 2019, you know, like a year before, and that has to do with the coronavirus. And $4 trillion was given to the banks and $2 trillion to the people. Nobody knew about the $4 trillion to the banks. If they had, I'm sure they would have been calling, the phone lines would have been lit up in Congress the way they were lit up at the last bank bailout. And as one man said, you know, banks don't get coronavirus. So what's going on there? I am thrilled to include Jamie Cosenza in this conversation, and was very eager when she said she'd like to talk about this issue to get her on here. So welcome, Jamie Cosenza, my friend and expert.
Hello, Sally. Thanks for having me.
Yep. You have to get a very distinguished voice. I just called you an expert. You can't be going, "Hi, Sally." Da, da, da. How do you do, Sally? Anyway, so Jamie, talk to us about this HR 748, and it's called the CARES Act for short. And if you have the proper title, I'd appreciate that too. And how it's going to affect our lives, and how it is affecting our lives. I just want to say, I think we're being punished. I think we're being punished because of this veritable legislation. Like, before they find out that we have taken $4 trillion, let's slam them down to the ground so they can't do anything about it or even utter a word about it, you know?
And I know the reason why $4 trillion went to that bank. I know exactly the reason why and why they're not telling anybody about it. But in order to get to that, answer, I'm going to explain a little bit about how the monetary system works with this, because this is extraordinarily important in order to understand what is going on. And so basically what happens is that most people know about the Federal Reserve Act from, when it was in, you know, written 1912 by the bankers. And the whole purpose of it was to basically, take the banks, control them for their interest rates, and then make them subject to the bank's will, basically. And so by controlling the interest rates, the lower banks can't compete with the bigger banks. So they eventually go out of business. A lot of them go out of business. And so what happens is that when the Federal Reserve Act started to fail and it started showing, they came out with the Federal Deposit, the FDIC. And what that did was give the power to the banks, because they already had control of the money supply then. But what that gave them was that the FDIC was basically the government saying that the taxpayers are going to foot the bill for failed banks, in short, basically. So what that does is that when a bank runs out of money, the Federal Reserve will go in there and either print out money to give that bank more money to pay for its bad, you know, write off its debts and things like that. And when a bank, when the Federal Reserve wants to keep the bank open but doesn't want to close it, these banks will draw from this fund from the FDIC. And what happens then is that the taxpayers are the one that foot the bill, not the government. So that being said, so this is what happened. There is a maneuver the Federal Reserve does, which is called a rollover debt. What a rollover debt is that the government, I mean, the Federal Reserve makes its money off of interest from loans, money they print out of thin air. So when people cannot pay those loans, they don't get their income because they're not getting interest off of it. So what they do is that they, what they do is they go and they print out more money, and then they give the borrower money to start giving back to them, and then gives the borrower spending money. This is exactly what the CARES Act is about. It has nothing to do with saving the American people and their homes. Their line was that it was going to ruin the economy and people were going to not have anything because of people not being able to work and things like that. Yes, there's a certain bit of truth to that. But that being said, is that the reason why the economy is failing is because of the Federal Reserve Bank, not because of people not spending anything. The amount of taxing and the amount of interest that they're getting off of our debt is outrageous. It's unpayable. And that was the whole intention of the Federal Reserve System. Suck every bit of money that they can out of the taxpayer. So that being said, when that rollover debt comes in and the bank issues you more money, what happens is that they will add that money onto your debt. So, like, for an example, in the CARES Act, $4 trillion went to the banks for the sole purpose of paying just the interest of what we owe for the existing debt that we already have. So, by that said, that entire CARES Act bill, $7 trillion that was printed out, 6 or 7?
6.2 trillion.
That is going... Yeah, that is adding on to our existing debt right now. This is the part they're not telling you. So when they printed that money out, the Fed printed that money out for the sole purpose for people to start paying the interest on bank loans. So when the federal government passed that bill and the bank printed that money out and sent it to everybody, it rolled over our debt, meaning that it gave money to continue the bubble that is being made, allow people to spend money to stimulate the economy so that they will in turn, people make money when people spend money in the economy. So in turn, other people will start paying their interest on their loans. So the bank gets the money. Not only does the bank get the money, but they get even more money because they printed money out of thin air to jumpstart the economy. So that being said, when that $4 trillion went there and they printed out all that money, it went, that fresh bills in circulation, the amount of inflation because of that stimulus package is going to be so high that it, we are digging ourselves into a cashless society. What's going to happen is, the dollar is going to be so devalued that it is that it's not going to be offered as a world currency anymore. The stimulus package and the others that they want to make is going to dig a permanent grave. So we are writing ourselves out of the world currency. Once our dollar gets so deflated and the bankers know that the entire world is ready for a cashless supply, the dollar will be removed from the currency and the bank will call in its debts that cannot be repaid. Once that happens, here comes the banker's digital currency. Once the digital currency comes in, it's not going to be devalued because it's numbers. So we will no longer have the benefit of printing money out and paying our debt because we don't control the currency no longer. The banks do. So right now, the banks are giving the illusion that we do control our currency. That is absolutely not true. So every time the bank prints money, we pay interest on every dollar they print. So we are deflating our dollar every single time we ask the Fed to print out money to pay our debt. And the taxpayer is footing the bill. That's why the $4 trillion was paid back to the banks, because the banks wanted the interest off of the loan that was going to be made. So basically, they writ the money that the people in the country need. They printed the money that the people needed in the country, but at the same time, the banks printed money out so that they can gain interest off of the money that they just printed out. So $4 trillion of that money was just the interest of what the government owes on the debt, because they had to roll over the debt, meaning that they had to borrow more money to pay for the stimulus. So then that's where we're at right now. And we're heading down a slope that's about ready to avalanche. And the bank can do it at any time. And they're not saying a darn word to anybody about the reason why that $4 trillion was given to the banks. It is because of the interest payments that we owe for printing that money out. And at the same time, when we printed that money out, we not only inflated our dollar to make it more useless in the future, but it also extended the size of the bubble before the bubble burst. So they're keeping this illusion going as long as they possibly can until they're ready to make the entire world a cashless society. That's why Bill Gates is involved with this stuff of pushing this world currency and the mark certificate that the ID 2020 is doing. It's the CARES Act is a tremendous portion to help devalue the dollar quicker so that they can ring in this cashless society. That is the whole purpose. It has nothing to do with stimulating the economy at all. That's exactly what happened. That's the reason, that's the whole purpose of the CARES Act, and nobody's saying anything about it.
What is the CARES Act? Could you give me the title of the CARES Act?
Yes, it is. I just had it up. One second here. I just had it. Give me one second here. It's called the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. That's the whole title.
All right. So that was back in January of 2019.
Correct.
So
it was written well before the coronavirus was even added. The only reason why they added the coronavirus in there is because it happened and they used the crisis to their advantage. So they knew it was going to happen anyways, but.
I see. So that was not the original title? Because 2019 is far
in
advance.
No, there was a different title to it.
I see. Okay. Good to know. All right. So this is pretty horrible. How does this actually pertain to, you're saying the ID 2020, talk to us about that.
Well, the ID 2020 is basically groundwork to basically set up an entire identification system digitally, giving everybody a digital ID and getting everybody in the world documented into the system. And It's basically setting the way a prerequisite before putting it into a chip. So it's just like a little chisel at a time where people really don't notice what's going on. They're not seeing what this is leading to. They're just, a lot of people are just looking at it in the moment. It's just like most people are be like, well, it's just another biometrics thing, yada, yada. No, it's not. It's a lot worse than just your fingerprint or your face, because now you are getting a number. And so they're adding it to, you know, our IDs and things like that. And some people, I don't know if people were aware of this, but there was a situation in November of last year in Austin, Texas. They started chipping homeless people, and it was under the ID 2020 that they were doing this under back then. And there was a homeless guy that was getting his hair cut, and he was telling them that they were chipping the homeless people. And the guy said to the barber that they were chipping them so that they know where they're going to be at. And but if you go to the website that MyPass in Austin, Texas, when you go to the website, it tells you that they give that to the homeless people so that they never have to go back and get another ID, because people lose their IDs when they go homeless and so forth. They never told the public it was for tracking purposes. They said it was for identification purposes. This is part of the ID 2020. And it's also part of the mark certificate of the ID 2020. So there's two parts to the ID 2020 system that they're keeping separate from each other. But if you take the two and combine them together, it paints the entire picture of what is really going on. So they're giving people the illusion of, you know, they're not doing anything wrong. But then on the other side, they've got another piece of the puzzle that they're keeping separate from this one, because they don't want you to see that other piece of the puzzle. Because if you take them and put them together, you see exactly what's going on and where this is leading to, and they don't want people to know.
That's okay, the reason why. So say it again for me. I don't know if everybody else is clear, Isabel, on this, but what are the two parts? And when you put them together, what does it mean?
The two parts is the ID 2020 with the digital ID, the number. We're getting a number. And the other one is the mark certificate. The mark certificate is going towards businesses that are getting a certificate that meet the standard that the ID 2020 sets. And they reserve the right to revoke that certificate. And what I'm afraid of is that it is going to be used to remove our choice of where we purchase our goods. It's going to be the death sentence to small businesses. That's what this coronavirus thing was also. They don't want you to have a choice where to go. They want absolute 100% control over all resources, over you, what you do, and everything. So that is the entire purpose. It's the you got the RFID chip. They're not even calling it a chip now. They've changed the and I have to look that back up, what they're calling it. They've actually used the term certificate too with it, but they're using all different terms, steering away from the word chip, just like they did when they made the Federal Reserve Act. They didn't want to add the word bank to it to give people the illusion that it wasn't a bank.
We'll be right back with Jamie Cosenza. You're listening to Vaccine Free America with Sally Olcourty. Thank you.
It's time we open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright. There's no left here in the dark.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Open up our eyes and our heart. Let a light shine so bright.
There's
no left here in the dark.
Hi, everybody. I am returning, Sally Elcordy, with my guest, Jamie Cosenza, on Vaccine Free America. Jamie, how does H.R. 6666 and now New York State has a complementary, I mean, it's like the same bill, but at the state level. So there's a federal level bill for tracking and tracing and vaccinating, and there's a state level bill for tracking and tracing and vaccinating. At least in New York, there is. So how does everything you just talked about tie into those?
Well, the state one, I did not know about the New York state one. Because the past week I've been like really digging into my documents and things like that, and then you know, seeing the things were going on. Now the federal bill, I know greatly about that. The Tracer Act is basically, for those that don't know, basically it allows the CDC to get funds from the HHS as a grant to give to health departments and states, to basically not just to give money for training purposes people who need to learn about contract tracing and things like that, but also people to
you
go
mean
to your
contact,
home.
Contact tracing. Contact,
yes, contact.
No.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But yes, contact. And what they're doing is that they're training these people to go and basically knock on your door and forcefully test you. And now, even though the bill says that, you know, that they go into your home, does not say anything about quarantining you in your home. And not only that, but it also talks about anything unreasonable. The problem is with that is that this not just violates due process, but if this gets passed and somebody tries to fight the constitutionality of it, the courts will determine what is reasonable and what is not reasonable. So there's a lot of room left in this bill that allows them to have what's called a broad authority for what they can do when they come into your home and test you, and let alone yank you out of your house, put you in quarantine. So it says that you can be tested in your home, but it says nothing about what happens if you do have it. It doesn't say where you go. It doesn't give you the right to stay in your home for quarantine or nothing. That there is so much that's left out of this bill that basically is going to be left up to the discretion of the health department what to do. So that being said,
I actually heard somebody say that you would have to have, and I haven't read this, somebody said that you would have to have a bathroom for each person who lives in your house.
I have not heard about that.
I hadn't until the other day myself. I didn't read it anywhere, but I thought, oh my, that's, you know, right away, the people are going to be in a sticky wicket. Nobody, you know, if you have a family of four with people. Two bathrooms, you're screwed.
Yeah, especially the poor people, because poor people really don't have more than one. A lot of them don't have more than one bathroom. And, you know, and I feel sorry for the ones that have to share a bathroom with a whole building, because there is still some that have to do that.
Well, do you think this whole COVID thing was created for such a time as this, where they want to, you know, is that the purpose of COVID-19?
Okay, I'm glad you asked me that question, because for those who doubt, if there is any doubt in anybody's mind that this was not planned, that this just happened, needs to go into, if people are familiar with George Magazine, February of 1997, they need to dig up that in the archives, and they need to go in there and read what it says about what would happen in 2020. This is not a joke, because I have this. I personally got the entire copy, okay, of the February 97 edition. And it talks about overpopulation in there. And it says specifically that, let me bring it up here. It says that, this is it? Yes, this is it. Okay. It says, worst case scenario, an overpopulated planet choked to extinction by a lung attacking virus in 2020. And it goes into detail about it. And it also, what's funny is on the very front of the magazine, Bill Gates is...
Hold on just
Bill
a second,
Gates is
please.
Also.
Jamie, okay. We'll be right back with Jamie Cosenza. Thank you very much.
In the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have...
In to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Everybody, welcome back to Vaccine Free America with my guest Jamie Cosenza. Jamie, what were you in the middle of talking about when we were went to commercial?
I was talking about there's a lot of theories out there about the coronavirus that it either happened or it was planned, and. There is evidence to support that this was an absolutely planned event, because there was a magazine that was George Magazine, and in 1997, the February edition, there's an article in there that talks about, at the very worst, that in 2020, that there would be a lung-choking virus that would take down the population. And as ironic as this is, it also talks about cashless society in this same exact magazine. And Bill Gates is also in this magazine talking about certain things. So I suggest that people get a hold of that copy of that magazine. You can, I can provide a link if people need it, if they can't find it online. But yes, it goes into very much detail about this lung chunk, this worst case scenario for an overpopulated planet choked to extinction by a lung attacking virus. That's pretty accurate, in my opinion. This is 1997, this is coming out. And 2020, here comes a lung choking virus. So, that being said, they're using this to push in laws that normally would not be able to get passed. And they're also doing so in under the cover because everybody's got their attention focused on something different. So the whole purpose of this is to get rid of small businesses, remove your choices, enact stricter laws, and the kids are the ones that are going to be going after next. And if people don't think so, they're crazy. So,
who are they going after next?
The children.
Oh, I know it. I know it. And this is something that I was going to play if I wasn't able to secure you in time, was a recording by Ammon Bundy about Washington State's new rulings about what they can do with your children because of COVID-19. And this was the WHO came out with a statement about this. The Queen came out with a statement about this. And now Ammon Bundy is showing you the legislator who is announcing this very worrisome directive. I don't know if it's a law. I don't know what it is.
It's being proposed. It's actually part of the here's the thing. When I went to Walmart and I put a video on my Facebook, I walked into a Walmart without a mask. I went in there to get toilet paper. And when I was about ready to check out, this man approached me. He had no tag on. He was not a security guard. He didn't even work for Walmart. After searching the video and doing a little research, I found out that he was indeed a contact tracer. He was there to enforce the policy on people, so Walmart employees didn't have to. So I got, the cops got called, and I argued with the police and things like that. And, I explained to them that I could not wear a mask because of my severe PTSD and my panic attacks and my breathing difficulties that I have with some issues I've had from stress. And they proceeded. It was a big argument. But nonetheless, they tried to get me to sign a document, a legal document, that would ban me from any and all Walmarts, and I refused to sign it. And so the cop said I had to sign it, and I told the police officer, I don't got to sign anything, and I'm not signing it. And I said, you can go to the hill. And that cop's like, okay, and I walked away. So that being said, I found out about the contact tracer. And when I seen the bill that was doing this, I knew that I was exactly correct in terms of what happened with me at Walmart. And this is what's happening at Washington. They're going to be having people search around for people who are not going to be in compliance of these new normal standards that they're going to be setting. And then they're going to report it. And what's going to happen is this. When the Queen was talking about that, that during World War II, that, they removed people for their safety. Most families, yes, were displaced. But most of the families were allowed to stay together. There's a huge difference between what happened in World War II and what's going on now, because the families that are going to be removed, these children, if these children have COVID, they're going to be separated from their parents. They will not be allowed to be in there. there's a lot of push now to separate the child from the parents, to have testing and for other purposes. And a lot of people already know golden rule, you don't leave your child with anybody anymore. And so that being said, the next push is to, they're basically going in order of everything that they have tried to take from us before and have failed to do so. They're using this crisis to get everything they wanted to push for. And cashless society, being able to invade our privacy, controlling what we do, what we buy, separating the parents from the children. And then now they're taking PE away from kids in school from this new CDC standard. So that being said, it is not the same, what she's saying. This is a total control. This is a total takeover of the state trying to take over the, you know, in loco parentis like the schools do, kind of make decisions and things like that. It's kind of like the same.
I saw a video of what children can expect when they return to school. Number one, when you enter the school, you have to put the antiseptic on your hands, which, by the way, is flammable. Then they have lines to keep you 6 feet apart as you're walking down the hallway. They have closed all rooms, are shut off except the classrooms, for the cafeteria is shut off, the playground is shut off, and the library is shut off. And also, I saw a report by Joe Imbriano. He was videotaping schools in his district of California that had fences now 10 feet high. He said that's to keep the parents out and the kids in. Well, I mean, he doesn't even have to say that. Why are there 10-foot high fences around schools?
That's insane. Nobody needs 10-foot high fences unless you're trying to keep somebody in or out.
That's what he said.
Depending on which way the fence is aimed. But those standards that they're trying to impose, they can't, there's just no way. Because like how everybody's saying, the mental health of these kids, you know, at that age, you know, these kids are learning how to interact, and especially with the higher rates of autism and developmental disabilities, they're just further taking away for a child to learn. And they're going to be going crazy. These kids are going to be in trouble all over the place because they're not being allowed to blow off that excess steam. And it is going to be a prison for them. Literally, it will be a prison. And this is wrong in every conceivable possible way. Especially kindergartners, kids that have to go to school for the first time. Man, you know what? I'm very glad that I do not have a child this day and age. I'm glad I had my son when I did, because I would not send my child to that school. No school whatsoever. Would not be happening. And the standards that they're imposing are, there's no way. Especially kids with developmental disabilities. There's no way. These kids are going to get punished like they do in prison. They're going to get put in secluded rooms and in these padded rooms that a lot of these schools have. Oh, man, my heart breaks. Because I can tell right now there's going to be a lot more lawsuits against school.
Well, I want to share with you something. I interviewed Sheriff Mack, and he was saying that about 10 years ago, he had a lawsuit that went all the way to the Supreme Court. And in terms of COVID-19, the Constitution protects. Now, this is how his lawsuit resulted. And I'm saying it pertains to COVID-19, that the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. So let's say that they're separating everyone and covering their faces out of good intentions. The Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. It also protects us from the crisis of the day. Well, wouldn't that be exactly what this is?
Yes.
So if this was the judgment, and Judge Napolitano said that this was the most important judgment to come down in the past century. Isn't this something that could be applied to say, we forgive you and your good intentions, but it doesn't apply to us. And you cannot use a crisis to make it apply to us.
Correct. And this is a perfect time to use this quote. Thomas Jefferson said that if we give up temporary freedom for security, that we deserve neither and will lose both.
Well, actually, that was Ben Franklin, That's okay. But Thomas Jefferson said, all authority belongs to the people. Hello? All
Correct.
Authority belongs to the people.
Yep. Yep, it does. And this is a prime example of what, you know, Ben Franklin is. People are giving up their rights for temporary security to be protected. And this is exactly how we lose that liberty, because we were giving it up and we're allowing something that we can't see to erode something that we see on a daily basis. So the analogy that, you know, what people are giving up just because, you know, they're giving in to this fear because of trust, and they're not knowing that the wolf is right behind that door, this is why people are standing up, the people that are awake and are out there at protest and are fighting against this. And, you know, I have been ridiculed about not wearing a mask, and I refuse to wear a mask. Well, it's not just a medical condition, but I'm not going to be forced. I'm not going to live in fear. I refuse to do so. And, you know, people may think that fighting against mask laws. I actually had my ex tell me that fighting against the mask was dumb and the group fighting against the mask was dumb. Well, here's the thing. Like what I said earlier in the show, the chiseling of it, little bit at a time, people are not seeing where this is leading. So if you let them get a little piece chiseled and somebody takes something to court and they'll say, well, we made them wear a mask and so forth, and it was okay to do that, they're going to use the analogies to help further their agenda. And you can't let them slide not one inch for any zero constitutional right. Because here's the problem. When you start putting something in front of the Constitution and you have a stack of papers, each time we give up something, we're going to stack a paper on top of that Constitution. By the time we're done, the Constitution is going to be at the bottom of the stack of papers. And that being said, it's going to be the last thing that's going to be used in the future. We're going to lose it, and we're not going to get it back. So everybody has to stand their ground and fight every little detail. of what is eroding our right.
You just did. You just refused to sign a paper at the checkout at Walmart. Now, I have a question. Were the police officers who approached you once the contact, once this tracer person, we don't know who he was hired by. Was he hired by Walmart, or is he just volunteering to be at Walmart? What's his job? His job is to what?
That I did not know. I asked him for his name. It was all recorded. I didn't have to tell you his name, and I said, yeah, you do have to tell me your name, because I said that I was going to shoot him.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back with Jamie Cosenza on Vaccine Free America.
I think it's time we open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Open up our eyes and our
hearts. Hi, everybody. We just have a few minutes left with Jamie Cosenza. I would like everybody to stick around for the next program coming up, Ingrid Castle's program, Immunize Wisely. I don't know who her guest is this evening, but she always has very, very interesting people. Jamie has been one of her guests. Okay, now, Jamie, let us get back to your story, because not everybody knows their rights. Not everybody would have gotten out of this situation as you did. So let them know what you did and what, how they're, why they should do what you did. Okay? Is Jamie still there? Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Nope, I'm here.
Hi, dear.
I'm here.
Yes, did you hear me? I was saying.
Yes,
that
I did.
Yes, not everybody knows what you know. So please get more into what happened, what transpired, who came. Were they already in the store, the police officers? Did they come from afar? Did they detain you? What you asked, how it resolved, because people need to know this. If this happened to you just after you paid the bill, am I correct? You had paid your bill when someone approached you. Is this correct?
Yes, what I did was is
that's
that when I have
right
the toilet
there.
Paper,
you'd already
yeah,
paid.
What I did was is that they called the police on me when I was trying to check out, and the contact tracer guy told the Walmart employees to shut down all the self checkouts. They had one card that shut all of them down. So the other people that were checking out that were around me, they had to wait. Because they shut them all down because all I had was some toilet paper. So I said, okay, you guys want to do that? That's fine. So I pulled a $20 bill out of my pocket. I left it sitting right there while I was recording. And I said, there's my payment. You can just keep the rest of the money. Leave me alone. I'm leaving. So I tried to walk out with the toilet paper. And the contact tracer pulled the toilet paper out of my arm after I paid for it and said, we don't want your money. So I said, that's fine. I'll just go back and get another one. So they're like, well, the cops are on the way. And I said, good, let them come here. And so when the cop got there, I informed the cop what my rights were. And they tried to inform me that the contact tracer had the authorization to make me leave. So I said that I will be reporting you for an ADA violation. And the cop said that I had to leave immediately and or he was going to arrest me for trespassing. So rather than, you know, just go and get arrested and fight it in court, because I already knew in a normal situation, I would just let them, you know, I would fight it in court, but not everybody has that luxury. So basically what you do is that if they force you out, when you tell them that you have a disability, that you cannot wear a mask, you have to report them for that and ensure that it gets investigated. And there is an 800 number that I can also put into the comment section too, that people can report the violation. But as I walked outside, when they tried to make me force that, you don't have to sign anything making you stay away. They can't. If you didn't break any laws, you didn't get into any problem or anything with anybody else, they cannot do that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Jamie Cosenza on Vaccine Free America with Sally L. Cordy.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.